Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel are clear and temperatures are mild this evening. It's a pleasant time for an evening stroll in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is cooling down as night approaches. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu stated Israel rejects the 15-point document for Gaza. He affirmed that the IDF will not withdraw. Also, Israel Hayom revealed earlier this hour that there's a 33% increase in young people joining the Lone Soldiers program. About 300 Jewish youths will immigrate to Israel this summer. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes that 25 years ago today, the Sparrow bombing in Jerusalem left a lasting impact on families seeking justice. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that the first settlement in the heart of the Judean desert will soon be established. Mitzpeh Darga will welcome families in the coming months. And finally, the Jerusalem Post suggests that to defeat Hamas, Israel must protect Gaza's civilians. They recommend a counterinsurgency strategy. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu insists there will be no Gaza withdrawal until Hamas is disarmed. Daniel Seidman, an expert on Israeli-Palestinian affairs, commented earlier today on the ongoing discussions. I24 News English highlighted earlier that Netanyahu declared there will be no Palestinian state under his leadership. This statement was made in the context of rejecting the 15-point plan. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's firm stance on the Gaza document, as reported by Walla, he emphasized that a withdrawal will not occur until Hamas is fully disarmed. This position further complicates diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the increase in lone soldiers, Israel Hayom reported that despite ongoing conflict, there's a significant rise in young Jewish immigrants joining the IDF. This indicates strong support for Israel's defense efforts globally. Meanwhile, the Sparrow bombing anniversary is a poignant reminder of unresolved grief. The Times of Israel reflects on the attack's enduring impact, highlighting the ongoing quest for justice by victims' families. This underscores the long-lasting scars of terrorism. Furthermore, the new settlement in the Judean desert, as reported by Israel Hayom, represents a strategic expansion. Mitzpeh Darga's establishment may reshape local demographics and has implications for regional stability. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's analysis of counterinsurgency strategies suggests that civilian protection in Gaza is crucial to defeating Hamas. This approach could influence future military tactics and humanitarian policies. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a quick response at TLV Medical Center prevented a potential tragedy. An 18-year-old patient received timely care thanks to the alertness of the medical team. Separately, Katech reveals that Israel is redirecting $333 million to urgent defense needs. This includes unused funds initially intended for Intel, reflecting shifting national priorities. And finally, Mariv Business discusses a new educational attraction in Tel Aviv. This initiative allows children to engage in work and financial learning, promoting practical skills from an early age. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.